This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in various programs in Jamnagar, Somnath on the second day of his Gujarat visit yesterday. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited Vantara, an animal rescue, conservation and rehabilitation centre in Jamnagar district. Today in the morning, the Prime Minister will take a jungle safari ride in the Gir National Park, the last abode of Asiatic lions. Mr. Modi will also chair the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan to discuss the national level issues related to wildlife. This board functions for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forest. The Prime Minister is the chairman of the board. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will inaugurate the workshop on sustainability and circularity in the dairy sector in New Delhi today. The workshop will focus on policies and initiatives of the Ministry of Cooperation and the Ministry of Animal Husbandry, Dairying and Fisheries aimed at promoting sustainable dairy farming while ensuring economic growth with environmental responsibility. The workshop will witness signing of Memorandums of Understandings, MOUs, for the establishment of biogas plants across multiple states. The BJP-led Delhi government will begin the registration process for providing 2,500 rupees per month under Mahila Samridhi Yojana from 8th of this month. During Delhi Assembly elections, the BJP had promised to implement the scheme for the women from economically weaker sections once it will come to power. Speaking to reporters, Delhi BJP MP Manoj Tiwari said that within 1 month, eligible poor women will be identified and the process of the transfer of funds will begin soon. Delhi Assembly will today resume discussions on CAG report on the performance audit on public health infrastructure and management of health services relating to the period of AAP-led Delhi government. The report has been tabled by Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta in the Assembly on 28th of February. The report covering the period from 2016-17 to 2021-22 has highlighted underutilization of funds during the COVID period, delays in project execution and a shortage of drugs and staff in city hospitals. The report also revealed that the previous government utilized around 543 crore rupees out of nearly 788 crore received from the centre during the COVID period. The Delhi High Court has issued a slew of guidelines for the use of smartphones in schools, saying that while students should not be barred from carrying smartphones, but the use of mobile devices in schools must be regulated and monitored. A bench of Justice Anoop Jairam Bhambani said that schools must educate students on responsible online behavior, digital manners, and the ethical use of smartphones, adding that students must be counseled that high levels of screen time and social media engagement can lead to anxiety, diminished attention spans, and cyberbullying. Use of cameras and recording facilities on smartphones should be barred in the common areas of the school as well as in school vehicles. Israel has said it has stopped the entry of all humanitarian aid into Gaza until Hamas agrees to a US-backed extension of the ceasefire deal after phase one of the deal expired on Saturday. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said He backed a U.S. proposal to temporarily extend the current ceasefire during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan and the Jewish holiday Passover. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India defeated New Zealand by 44 runs in the final Group A ODI encounter at Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And that's the end of this news bulletin.